Enjoy the convenience of 7 days a week banking and extended hours with Cube from First Arkansas Bank and Trust, member FDIC.
Center, Morning Mayhem, and The Zone will broadcast on location Friday morning with a preview. That's A Night with Moses Moody featuring Steph Curry Friday at the Statehouse Convention Center, presented by the Motivate One Foundation.
Welcome back to Morning Mayhem.
I want your blood. I want your soul.
Live from the Oaklawn Hot Springs Studios.
I want them both right now.
Oaklawn, Arkansas's only racing casino resort.
I'm your Huckleberry.
Here is David Basil, Roger Scott, and Justin Moore.
All right, Lunger, let's do it.
All right, it is 9:06 Central Time, 10:06 Eastern, here at Radio Row at the SEC Media Days. Joined here by Bill Vickery, who's hanging out with a special guest throughout the week, raising his his sport game.
You catch
his show every Sunday from 10 to 12. Yeah, you're mingling mm-hmm. with all the commissioner mm-hmm. today, and we may have 2 hours of sports talk on Sunday Digest.
Sunday Digest buzz.
Also back in the studio, our man Roger Scott with two monitors today. Mm-hmm. I feel him flexing his muscles and doing well. Christian Weaver also helping there. We got Justin Moore out at Poen. By the way, I was going to make the point before we go to Joe Nichols. You turn the corner down here at the end of Radio Row, and there's Paul Feinbaum,
mm-hmm.
and he's doing live shots right now with ESPN.
Mm-hmm.
So it's funny. All this is being tied in, not just the SEC Network, but it's ESPN, too, and they've got the top people from ESPN. And last night we walked into this super nice restaurant. What do they have up on the wall? They've got SEC Network. They've got ESPN. So obviously they know the importance of this. So
we're there with Dari Noka.
Yeah, Dari Noka and Peter Burns and Booger. Yeah. Booger McFarland is there. And Chris Doering. Chris Doering. Yeah, so it's sort of the heartbeat of even though the SEC, I know, has not won a national championship in 3 years, it's still the SEC, I think, when it comes to financial things and promoting their product.
Yeah.
I think nobody does better than promoting, but it just means more, you know, the whole thing. Raj, if we can, let's check in with our man Joe.
He's one of the best artists to come from the state of Arkansas. He's got 5 number one hits, 2 Grammy Awards, and 4 nominations. He's brought to you by Powers Truck Parts and Service in North Little Rock. From headlight to taillight and everything in sight, they provide dependable repairs and massive inventory on heavy-duty parts ready to roll. Visit PowersTruckParts.com today. Now, here's the Natural State's very own Joe Nichols.
The Morning Mayhem Guest of the Year, Joe Nichols, mm-hmm. is voted by listeners of Morning Mayhem. Good morning, Joe. How are you?
Wow. All right. Well, thank you. Good morning to y'all. How are y'all?
We're good. Great to have Justin back with us. Justin, were you with us last week when we had Joe? I can't remember.
Everything no, I don't believe so. What's up, buddy?
What's up, man?
How are you, brother?
Doing all right, brother. Good to hear your voice, man.
Likewise, buddy.
Today.
Yes, sir.
Talk to us about C'est La Vie, Joe. When we talked to you last, it was coming out that night and the next day. What's been the response?
It's been fantastic so far, man. We had a good week. We had we went for ads, what they call ads this week, which Justin knows it's just basically kind of your entrance to radio. And we had the number one most added song this week.
Awesome.
It doesn't mean a ton in the grand scheme of things yet, but it just means that out of all the songs released this week, we got the most radio stations to join and play in it. So good week, good week, good release.
That's great, man. That's Joe.
Thank you, brother.
Monster. It's a smash.
Thank you. I appreciate it, man. Hey, we could sure use one. It's been a minute since I've had a monster.
Whatever. Yeah.
Well, what's funny, Joe, is that, you know, what's been one of the fun things about having Justin as our co-host for the last 5 years that, you know, I think, Justin, I think since you've done it, I think you've had 4 number ones, no 3 for sure, since you've done the show. So it's been fun to watch us. I mean, I don't care how long you've been doing it. You get to number one, man, it's a special, cool thing.
And
we
so
helped him, Joe, so we want to do what we can to help you.
Yeah, we
very true, very true.
And we act like we know something now about country music. Of course, when I heard your song, I tell Roger, oh, Roger, that's a number one. That's a number one. I've heard Justin. When Justin comes on there, we know. So we're going to be rooting for you. We love it, too. I tell you, it's a catchy song, and we knew the minute we heard it. I said, listen, that thing's going to be a lot of fun, and it's going to be fun this summer. So wish you a success with that song for sure. The other thing,
that, man.
We are here. It's loud and crazy behind me. We've got about 50 radio stations from around the country, around the South, rather, the SEC, for SEC Media Days, and mentioned all the national media that's here. Danny Werfel just walked by. Mm-hmm. Maybe mm-hmm. I'll tell you, Danny Werfel may be the most impressive quarterback that I've ever seen in person. The Razorbacks play. Listen. We've seen some good
Is
ones.
Is that yep. right? Wow.
Yeah,
wow.
And I'll tell you why. He went up to Fayetteville, and it was the year he won the Heisman.
Yep. Yep.
And his release is really sort of a funky down low release. It doesn't look like the kind of mechanics that you would teach.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm gonna tell you, every pass he threw, you go back and look at the highlights. I think he set a Florida Gator record, which sometimes happens against our defense. We have great quarterbacks. I think he threw for 400 plus yards. It was 55 to something. But
game's never in doubt.
Yeah, if you watch the accuracy, it was Steve Spurrier.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, every throw was like, I remember thinking, gee whiz, he's not going to miss a throw. He's not going to miss a throw. And a great guy, just a great person. And his Christian faith is really a big deal. And, you know, put up with Spurrier, you know, could deal with. I think he's one of Spurrier's favorites, too. But I just saw him walk by. But I was telling the guys, Joe, what's weird about now, and it's not a personal thing because I understand it, but, you know, usually when I come to this is the 14th year I've been coming to these, all these other radio stations will go, hey, Baz, man, why don't you jump on with us today, right, like at 3 o'clock? When's your event? We need to talk about the Hogs versus, you know, Tennessee this year.
Mm-hmm.
There's crickets. It's crickets. Mm-hmm. They don't even acknowledge me when I walk by. They're like, no, don't say anything to them. We don't need to talk about
it. Away.
I mean, I know what it is. It's part of me like, dadgummit, I feel like I need to put on some pads and let's go. We need to redeem ourselves from, but it is what it is. It's where we are as a program, Joe. And, you know, we'll have Ryan Silverfield on the show tomorrow. And maybe we can make some progress this year with a very, very tough schedule.
Yeah, I think nobody respects you until you earn their respect. Show them something
True.
To get concerned about. You know, we win some games. I think that'll change. Right now, I think we're kind of the low man on the SEC totem pole with Vanderbilt kind of emerging. You know,
as
a good team. That's a pretty sad statement. Mississippi State, you know, improving, I guess, a little bit. I never thought I'd hear this, but you know, until you start winning some games and proving people wrong, they're right. You know, I can't stand that. But back to the Spurrier thing, I think that was the beginning of my severe anger towards Steve Spurrier. The blowout losses we had to him felt like he was just running it up. One of the first guys that I was like, man, why are you still throwing touchdowns? Like, you're up by 50 points or something in the fourth quarter. But then on to like the mid 2000s when he snubbed Darren McFadden, that was the ultimate. Like, dude, if that guy would have voted for McFadden, just one vote, he would have won the Heisman. I will hold that grudge forever, I think.
Yeah.
But, yeah, man, Spurrier.
It's funny you say that, Joe. I just Googled it real quick. I Googled AI, and I said, hey, you know, what was the score of that game? So Florida was number one.
Yes.
It was 1996. It was the year they won the national championship. Mm-hmm. He throws for he does have a passing record set that day. 42-7 was the final, and it said famously angered the Arkansas faithful. So I think you're right. Oh, my gosh, he threw for 462 yards. That's not total yards. That's passing yards.
Passing yards.
And so you're probably right. He probably was padding there at the end, and that's why it references.
Run him up.
Yeah. And of course, he was one who always says, Spurrier goes, hang a half a hundred on him. You know, and he had the visor and yeah, they were, listen, but you think about it, they had not been successful. Until Spurrier got there, Florida had never reached the kind of success that they had in those 90s with that, what do you call it, fun and gun.
Yeah. You know, I remember, you know, that blowout that we took, and I also remember Darren McFadden running for like 380 yards on the ground against his defense. You know, so it feels like a little bit of a you know.
Oh, yeah, against South Carolina. Yeah, against South Carolina, he sure did.
Yeah, against South Carolina, yeah.
I forgot about that. Yeah.
We put it on a pretty, and you're right, he did.
I forgot about that. Now, I regret now, I do the touchdown club, Joe, and now I do Q&A with our speakers. What made me change it was Steve Spurrier. He was so bad, it was a horrible. He gave, mm-hmm. like a corporate talk, and it was boring, and it was like, I said, I'm paying him $10,000 or whatever, $15,000, and I need to be doing Q&A, because I would have asked him then about.
And you would have thought he would have been great.
Justin, you're exactly right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
Ironically, they talk about SEC media days are boring now because you don't have the, and they specifically say the Spurriers and know what I mean? Didn't mean to interrupt. Yeah. I would have thought it would have been the opposite.
That is exactly what I thought, Justin. Yeah. I remember sitting there in the room, ballroom, going, I cannot believe. I looked around the room and I'm like, this is not good. And I changed from that day. Then, yeah. No more. But you're right, because my expectations were high. I thought all the funny stories he would have and his funny, his dialect or whatever.
Yeah, you would think that's the best get you can get.
I know. But I forgot about the South Carolina game, because wasn't that the one where he has the record, but they go back and take off and McFadden has the SEC?
That's right. And I think he ended up tying it. Because they took a few yards off or something. I don't know why.
We'd have to ask Shep. Was that an SEC trade with the decision to take those yards off, or is that Kevin Traynor in the SID department, Trey Shep? Yeah, McFadden in that game.
It
remember, he
like
had
it.
He had it broken, then they came back the next day and go.
I thought it was the SEC, but I could be wrong.
Okay, it may be. Yeah, that.
It sounds like the SEC kind of hallmark of their relationship with Arkansas. Just whatever dig they can get, they take it.
Yeah, today, Joe, you got to Alabama, Florida, Ole Miss, and Texas A&M here today. Coaches represented, and it is sort of weird seeing Alabama. We were talking about, this is DeBoer's second year, and not seeing a sea of people, 80 people, handlers, fans, or support, whatever, with Saban. You don't have that with DeBoer, and you don't hear much talk. I heard the guys next to me, Cole Kublik and Greg McElroy. You don't hear a lot of talk about Alabama. It's got to drive the Alabama fans crazy. But
yeah, do y'all think that DeBoer project's going to work? I just don't know if that's going to work. But that's
I think he's a good coach. He's not going to be Saban, but you're the bar so high, Justin. The problem is, can you ever? You're not going to be able to achieve that bar.
And the landscape is
Yeah, that's true. That's true too.
That's just a completely different.
Alabama doesn't have quite the advantage.
Can't stack people too deep.
That's right. That's right.
They move on.
And that's a great point, Bill. And the other, I don't know. It just feels like Alabama wants or needs somebody, or maybe their fan base, I don't know, it wants somebody a little more dynamic or something.
You're right.
He's
pretty personality's
boring. You know what I mean? If you go win championships, it don't matter, but I don't know. I just don't see it happening, but that's just me.
He does have a different personality. I think it drives some of the Bama fans crazy. So that was one observation. Also, you've got Mike Elko from A&M. He's here. I don't think anybody knows anything about him. I mean, he's come in. He wins 12 games last year. Takes him to the playoff, loses at home to Miami. They had a chance to, maybe play for a national championship last year. Mm-hmm. They got their quarterback back. That kid is a really athletic kid. It can throw the ball around. And, listen, I hadn't looked at their returning starters. I know they got their quarterback back. But A&M could be a contender again this year.
Yeah, I wouldn't doubt that at all. Yeah, they can kind of stack that too deep. Y'all are talking about Alabama as it does. Yeah.
Yeah. Then you got Pete Golding from Ole Miss. It'll be interesting to hear. You had Dabo Sweeney come out and accuse him basically of. I don't know if you guys heard the story on that. I mean, they had signed for, I think, almost $1 million, either 500, 800,000. Had this linebacker, and he was in class in Clemson. He'd been practiced for a week, and the guys from, Kiffin, called him or texted him and said, "We'll give you another 200,000.
I think Kiffin had already gone. I think he named Golding.
No. I'm talking about this is at Clemson. I'm sorry. It's at Clemson. Dabo Swinney's got this linebacker, and then it was Golding. It was Golding. Not Kiffin. You're right. Golding.
I think Kiffin had gone. Yeah, that's right. I could be wrong, Baz.
No. That's right. That's why I was telling the story. It was Golding that basically said, "We'll give you another $250,000." And so the kid walks out and tells coaches and Clemson, "See you." So, you know, the Ole Miss people today. We're not Ole Miss people. The other members of the media will see if they can get a response on that, but you'll probably stay away from it.
Yeah.
So Justin, it drives.
What you're telling me is that Ole Miss has done something shady, paying players. I am shocked. I tell you, I am stunned. Dude, I got some friends. I won't say too much, but I have a couple of friends that are connected to that program, that were connected to that program back in the Treadwell days, and that big Tunsil recruiting class.
Yes.
And man, he flat out told me that he was the guy that brought in the paper bag full of stacks of hundreds, you know, to those guys. He was the bag man.
Yeah.
He told me all about that stuff. I mean, it was pretty. Yeah. I don't know if shocking is a word, but like, man, I can't believe y'all even openly admit this stuff. Seems like if we did something like that. I remember, was it Randy Gardner back in the day, the whole trucking company thing where he got a couple hundred dollars extra one week. You know, we took a massive, you know, like recruiting hit over that.
Yep.
And I don't know. Yeah, like the shock, I tell you.
I remember that controversy we got in trouble for. Is that
2-year investigation?
In Dallas, it was the guy, trucking guy out of Dallas.
And $200.
Yeah, you got Cam Newton getting, you know, his dad's getting $250,000 for his church or something. And yeah, you're right, Joe. We seem like we got nabbed on that.
We don't cheat properly.
We don't cheat properly. last but not least, before we let you go, Joe. By the way, I want to thank Powers Truck Parts and Service in North Little Rock. John Sumrall is here with Florida. You know, he was the guy that was sort of we talked about this a little bit yesterday. Was sort of the hot guy, hotter than even Golish. Or Ryan Silverfield. You know, there's a lot of talent down there in Florida. Mm-hmm. I don't know if he can turn it around this year, but I liked him. He's a tough-nosed guy. I think, Justin, I remember you know, we were sort of high on him as a possible hire, but it'll be interesting to see what he does at Florida with that talent down there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, man, I remember, didn't Silverfield, didn't they beat Tulane this last year?
They did. Yes. I think he beat everybody that's now in the conference with him, including Golish. And so you're right about that. He points that out. He'll point that out tomorrow. I guarantee he won't let that be, you know, not mentioned, you know.
Right on. Well, you know, like I said before, you know, earn respect by beating people. You know, that's got to be talked about at some point. He has beaten some people.
Someone says Werfel just threw two more a post pass to Anthony and Hillard. Two more TVT. Somebody said, "What an exhibition that was!" Yeah, I'll tell you. If you go back and you watch the passes that he threw, the accuracy was the thing that impressed me. Is that it was a weird throwing style, but he put it on the money every time. I didn't remember what the score was. That was a beatdown. That was in Fayetteville too. Joe, listen. Thanks as always. Congrats on the start of the new song. I hope it continues to do well, and we'll holler at you next week.
I appreciate you, fellas. Good to talk to you all. Justin, man, good to talk to you, brother.
You too, buddy. I'll give you a shout, man.
Yes, sir. They're on, fellas.
All right, that's, tell you, buddy, that's Joe Nichols. Somebody said here in our – Jeff says on our Middleton the Heat Dare text line, they took the yards off D-Mac because he lined up at quarterback and got sacked.
That's what I was thinking, yeah. I think that – yeah.
How about that?
Which is crazy.
It'd have been so cool if he'd have had it, but I think he shares it with a running back out of Vanderbilt or something. I'll check.
Is that right?
I think so. I'm gonna.
Wow.
I'm
gonna, Bill's that, looking that can at win you some money down the road.
Yeah. Sure. Yeah. Yeah.
Those guys,
I think this. It was. I may be wrong. You know. I'm getting ready to go smoke cigars here at. Cigar City. So I may be off track today.
There's your Facebook Live coming up.
Oh, yes.
Justin, Roger, we're going to get
Facebook
Live
with some cigars.
Right.
Bill, don't let him do like he eats and do it and smoke it with his foot.
Oh, my gosh. All right, do not go away. 10:24 here, live from SEC Media Days in Tampa. Don't call me.
so surprised. I guess you thought I knew nothing about you, something, something on the side. But now I do, so I keep this short and sweet. I hope it hits your heart, tears the world apart every time a bar band sings. They say love you, get you on the flip side. 1, 2, 3, ready, set, goodbye. Pick whichever one hits ya. Just don't let the door hit you where the good Lord split ya.
Zone's Week on the Road continues this Thursday when Justin Akre stops at 10901 Rodney Parham Road for the grand opening of UAMS Health Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, right next to the UAMS Health Urology Center. This Thursday at 10 on 103.7 The Buzz.
This is SportsCenter.
Yesterday, the last four commitments for Arkansas basketball officially signed. Mature Maker, Ilya Frohoff, Davion Thompson, and Caleb Urugu will be playing for the Hogs this year. Thompson and Urugu are reclassifications from the 2027 class. Those four will also join the team for the Bahamas trip, which is happening at the end of this month. The Razorbacks will play 4 games in 5 days during that trip. The Arkansas Travelers will be back at Dickey Stevens Park against the Tulsa Drillers tonight. First pitch is set for 6:35. Radio coverage can be heard on 106.7 Buzz 2. And SEC Media Days continues today. Taking the main stage will be Alabama, Florida, Ole Miss, and Texas A&M. Stay tuned to The Buzz for updates all day thanks to First Security Bank, Kauffman by Design, UAMS, Blackman Auctions, Bet Saracen, and the Arkansas Scholarship Lottery. I'm Christian Weaver with The Buzz Radio Network.
Fence Brokers presents Razorback Graffiti every Monday with Morning Mayhem. One sentence to let the guys know how you feel about the Razorbacks. From Fence Brokers, going the extra mile.
With KARK's Pat Walker.
Finally, a little bit of relief from all of this extreme heat. No heat advisor here in Central Arkansas today. We do have one in far South Arkansas. But we'll still be kind of hot. Sunny and 94 degrees, but a drop in humidity as well, and a touch breezy. Tonight will be clear and down to normal with a low of 72. For the Buzz Radio Network, I'm meteorologist Pat Walker.
Join 103.7 The Buzz as First Security Bank presents coverage of the 2026 SEC Media Days. Baz, Trey, and Randy Rainwater will be in Tampa with the latest news, interviews, and highlights. Brought to you in part by Kauffman by Design West, Blackman Auctions, UAMS Health Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, Arkansas Scholarship Lottery, and Bet Saracen. And be sure to watch 103.7 The Buzz social media for live videos, pictures, and much more. 103.7 The Buzz, live from SEC Media Days, presented by First Security Bank. Bank better.
Hey, y'all. Roger Scott here, and I don't have to tell you it's hot outside. You can figure that up all by yourself when you touch your steering wheel at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. That thing's going to brand you like a head of cattle. So you want to beat the heat? Make Family Market stores your fill-up stop. Whether you're pulling into one of their convenience stores or grocery store locations, you're walking into cool air, great deals, and big-time savings. Grab yourself a large fountain drink, sweet tea, or lemonade, and boom, 5 cents off per gallon at the pump. Morning's more your speed. A large cup of community coffee gets you another 5 cents per gallon, and that's before your first sip. And don't forget that Family Market Rewards card. Use it inside the store to save even more on snacks, drinks, and whatever you need, and stack those savings when you gas up outside. And you'll find these deals in Pangburn, Malvern, Shannon Hills, Wooster, Mayflower, and now 2 stores in Hot Springs on Albright Road and the newest location on Albert Pike. If there's not a Family Market store in your neck of the woods just yet, hold tight. One's coming. Family Market stores, cooling you down and filling you up.
Hello, this is Justin Akre. When joint pain or an injury slows you down, turn to UAMS Health Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. Arkansas's largest orthopedic team and the state's most fellowship-trained surgeons offer expert care for sports injuries and problems affecting the hip, knee, shoulder, spine, hand, foot, ankle, and more. Care is easy to access at the Orthopedic and Spine Hospital and a new location on Rodney Parham in Little Rock next to UAMS Health Urology Center. For walk-in care, choose UAMS Ortho now. Call 501-686-TOSH. When you think ortho, think UAMS.
I got my first real six-string.
Brian Adams, Roll with the Punches Tour 2026. A night full of hits, live at Simmons Bank Arena, Saturday, August 1st. With special guests Pat Benatar and Neil Giraldo. Get tickets now at LiveNation.com.
Everybody knows the Brad Hendricks Law Firm is famous for car wrecks, big truck crashes, and medical negligence cases. But they do a lot more than that. They help good people who can benefit from bankruptcy. And they also help older folks who had their Social Security claims denied. When you need a lawyer, call the firm that is Pure Arkansas, where you won't ever be just a number. The Brad Hendricks Law Firm. Tradition, reputation, results.
Listen for Champs and Chumps on Fridays during The Zone. Brought to you by Ouachita Bar and Grill on Central Avenue in Hot Springs and BKC Home Builders, building premier homes in Hot Springs.
This is Quinn Grovey, and you're listening to Morning Mayhem on 103.7 The Buzz.
Offensive orgy.
Shut up, Josh.
Oh, my gosh.
That was a snort. Got a snort out of you.
That was a classic moment.
Well, who was telling him to shut up? Was it me or you, Baz?
That was right there. That was me.
Yeah. Okay.
that was what he had done, Justin, that morning. It was, we were at Little Rock Athletic Club for this Best of the Best pickleball tournament, and so Joe Klein was there with us, and we had some kind of issue, the U of a ticket situation, and we were trying to find the answer. So Joe and I were looking at the website. This was early. This was like, man, right off the bat, like at 6:20. And so Joe's trying to find, I'm looking through. Then there's a little, you know, a little pause there where there's a little bit of quiet. Anyway, so Josh said, boy, riveting radio.
I was like, Josh, shut up.
So were you legitimately angry at that point?
Yes, I was. Yes. I don't need Josh to tell me what, you know, I've been doing this for 25 years. Me and Joe are trying to find something. Shut up.
It was at that point that I was glad Baz had crossed the Rubicon with me.
Josh, shut up.
We could laugh about it, and we can laugh about it, and Josh could even laugh about it. It was just, you know, it's one of those moments, Justin. It just, yeah, a minute, shut up, and let us run our show. Shut up, Josh.
That was so funny, man. I mean, we all had some doozies during that.
Yeah. One of your greatest lines, Roger, was one where Justin said, where he goes.
Was it the brave new one?
No. It was the one where you said, Josh, just think of what you just said, Josh. And he said, not the guy. I need this guy to call me back, not the big guy.
It's something just over the top ridiculous.
Roger, do you know which one we're talking about?
Yeah, I'm looking for it while I find this one.
Roger did some right
next to the station that you're
right
sitting there right now.
That's right.
Is your family listening?
Fresh seafood in daily.
I'm sure it's great.
It is great. You don't have to be a smart ass. I'm trying to take your side.
You can't be on your side.
Like, I'm trying to take your side here. But it is great. It's called Brave News.
I think it's Josh's delivery is what makes it too.
But it is.
Smart ass.
Brave
oh, my gosh.
Oh, my gosh.
Roger, I think we could take more juice from you, volume-wise, and the board.
To Josh's credit, man, he sent me a very kind message recently. I hope he's doing well.
Yeah, I think he's still looking for work, and hopefully he'll find something.
Is he still in Arkansas?
No, he went back to Virginia. Yeah.
Okay, gotcha.
Hey, real quick, I've got a special guest on the phone for a quick call. Do we have him on? Senior Master Jerry Mason. Is he on the phone with us?
Yes.
Hey, Jerry,
yeah,
good morning.
How you guys doing? Good morning.
Roger, we had Jerry on last year. Yeah. It is that time of year. It's the global traditional martial arts tournament. It's its fifth year. Thousands of people are here in town. Now, Jerry is a senior master martial arts world champion, Bill. This is not a slump. And this, not only is he that, and no telling how many black belt degrees you are, but you're also a very well-respected attorney. Is that right, Jerry? Does my memory serve me right?
Man, that sounds like an ad. You make me sound good.
You are an attorney, right?
Yeah. They call me the kicking lawyer. I'm out of West Tennessee, personally.
Yes.
Yeah, and around here I'm known as the kicking lawyer.
The Kicking Lawyer. Hey, real quick, I know you guys are busy. You started the event today. Just give us the rundown, what's happening today through the next couple of days, how many folks. And I know there's a history here with the Lee family. And just give us the details real quick if you can.
Sure, sure. So it's our 2026 Global Celebration for GTMA, which is the Global Traditional Martial Arts Organization. And we have it's our big, not only our global tournament, but sort of like our homecoming family gathering there at the State House Convention Center. And it does start today, goes all through the weekend. The big events, if people are interested in coming out, tomorrow morning we have a high-rank testing. And actually, somebody you know, Chief Master Ken Reynolds, is going to be testing for ninth-degree black belt.
Wow.
The highest you can get. So
okay.
We're excited about that. That's tomorrow morning at, from 8 to 10 a.m. at the State House Convention Center. Then there's training all day. There's a master ceremony that's at the Gate and Garden that you'll see out there in front of the State House Convention Center. That's at 7:30. There's no cost for that. People can come and watch it. It's a cool event. And then Friday starts the tournament, Friday and Saturday. So Friday is the tournament of champions. Myself and other people that have qualified will compete for the new title of global champion, which is world champion in our organization. And that goes all day. And then Saturday morning starts the main tournament where we sort of start our season over again. So, yeah, we're expecting thousands of people coming downtown. You know, local people are going to see the uniforms again. So we're excited.
Yeah, this is not an area, Bill or mm-hmm. Justin or Roger, where you want to pick a fight with somebody downtown.
No.
There's a good chance that you will get whipped if you do.
I would like to see a judge overrule the Kicking Lawyer at some point. I would imagine he wins every contest.
He wins every one. The judge is not going to challenge him.
It's funny you say that. They just had a lawyer a couple weeks ago at our home court. I had just walked out, and the lawyer got arrested.
Wow.
A lawyer in our, by the judge. Mm. And then I had just walked out, and everybody was like, where were you? But then I don't know whether I would have helped the lawyer or helped them take the lawyer's custody.
I do have to mention real quick, because there's a Panama City, Florida connection where I'm from, Kathy Lee. To this organization, she's known as Grandmaster Kathy Lee.
I think she's eighth
degree black belt. Is that right, Jerry?
She's actually ninth degree black belt, and she's the president of the organization. She's the highest ranking. I think there's two that are ninth degree women in our organization. But you know her. You would never know to meet her. She's so humble, and she's like a 36 to 40 something time world champion. Like, she's won so many titles, and again, she's so humble when you meet her.
Yeah, she's great. The Lee family is great. And I hate that we didn't get you in studio. That was my bad. We've been in Florida this week and just had a lot going on. But I just want to give you a chance to plug it for this weekend. So I encourage everybody to go down, and they can just go to the State House. And what is the cost to get in, Jerry?
I think spectator fee is like $10. I honestly didn't check on that. I focus on registration fees with the competitors. But it's really exciting. There are going to be thousands of competitors from all over the world representing their schools and competition, all the way from color belts up to, like I said, ninth degree black belts. So, it's something for everybody to see. It's also a super family-oriented event. So it's great to bring your kids. You can come hang out with us and just see some cool martial arts.
Awesome. Well, Jerry, thanks so much. Senior Master Jerry Mason, have a great weekend, buddy. Appreciate all you do.
Yeah, thank you, guys. Thank you.
All right, have a good one.
Sometimes I got a duke.
Okay, go ahead.
So Roger's fighting
Justin.
Did you fight it yet, Rog?
Not yet, huh?
Wow, that's really odd. That the what would that be under? It would be
It's under again. You got to remember, there's a lot of things in here now.
Ball sack.
Not labeled.
I think it would be under ball sack
or nut sack. I think it was nut sack guy.
I think it's Bill. Only on Morning Mayhem. That's what was so funny, that Josh was saying these terms, and Justin said, "Wait a minute. I want you to go back and listen to what you just said. Did you ever think you would go to college?"
Mark the tape. I think I told you. I go, "Welcome to the big leagues, Josh."
Welcome to the big leagues, Josh. You know, while Roger's looking for that, you know, hearing Jerry talk about the eighth and ninth degree black belt, in my mind, two things are mine. The name, Global. I'm thinking Global Gym for some reason, which was in what was that? Dodgeball.
Dodgeball.
Yeah, global gym. And the other thing is, Roger, is Elvis. I think of Do you think, like, that, you know, Elvis, because he's supposed to have gotten a black belt, that they rushed him through to get all the things?
Because, you know, they literally just gave him a belt.
Well, what? If you watch him, Justin, you watch him do his little squats on the stage. Yeah, he's doing the karate kick. He's doing the karate kick, and he's got the jumpsuits. Actually, that's what inspired him to do the jumpsuits was his time doing karate.
Let me ask you, which is why we're trying
to get karate suits for us here.
Hey, listen, will you have a winner?
Okay,
who's a winner? Raise your back tickets. We need both of guy to call back.
So you call us back. So
here it is. Turn up, Raj. Okay, who's a winner?
Raise your back tickets. We need ball skin guy to call back.
So you can call us back. So today or tomorrow, the guy who said ball, not nutsack.
We know who you are, so call in.
Ball skin guy. Call us back today or tomorrow.
Let's start celebrating.
And here's the deal. Josh, let's just think about what you just said. Did you ever dream when you wanted to get into this that that's what you would be saying? Not nutsack guy, ball skin guy.
I mean, the
art just creates itself.
That's fantastic. No, and then the other thing, Roger, you're right. He said, "Welcome to the big leagues." I forget what that was about, but Bill. See, this is what we do. We celebrate the nuttiness that we have and the fun.
Embrace it.
Yeah, we have more clips than anybody.
Correct.
And of course, we heard your classic. We need to find some new Bill Vickery clips.
No. Let's just stay with the one chestnut.
You used to RJ. You would sometimes get RJ in a pickle.
Slammer-am-a-roo.
Yeah, you would have him. You said he was not as smart as a monkey one time. You guys had
like a dictionary.
Yes. Correct.
Study thing, didn't you?
We had. I said that a monkey could do RJ's job, and I'd contacted the Little Rock Zoo to get a rhesus monkey in the studio, and I called it the Simpleton versus Simian Showdown. couldn't pull that off.
So good. My gosh. You used to get. And then. Yeah. Guys,
the spelling bee though was good.
Spelling bee. And then you also had a running contest.
Well, you were there, David.
Yes.
That's when RJ popped off, and this was 15 years ago.
Yeah.
You know, and
challenged it to a 5K, right?
So we ran the Catholic High 5K, which is up some hills.
Yeah.
And David, you were there.
Yes.
So I finish the race. And after about 10 minutes, there's a golf cart that's bringing RJ up a hill, but he's got a cut on his knee.
Somebody tripped him or something.
He claimed he was tripped.
Yeah, you would. And then, I know Roger knows this, Christian and Justin may not, but for a while, many years, you were the guy that some of the girls that were training for the Miss Arkansas would come to you and to do talk politics, to help them
issue briefings,
current affairs,
issue briefings.
That sounds an awful lot like
a gig that Baz would have gotten.
Here you go, guys. Here's one.
The pageant ladies.
Here we go.
We've talked about pooping and lawns. We talked, you know, we've made fun of International Women's Day.
Yes.
Right?
Welcome to the big leagues, John.
Welcome to the big leagues.
Oh, my
gosh. You know what? He couldn't embrace it or he'd still be here.
Bill, So how many girls that you trained went on to become Miss Arkansas? Didn't you get in trouble one time that you were?
Well, you know that story very
I forgot.
David.
Yeah, you got in trouble, right?
So yes, this was many years ago. The morning after the contest.
Oh my
the
gosh,
winner,
Bill,
we both have known now for many years. Wonderful woman.
Yes.
From Forest City. We somehow got in touch with her in her hotel room and got her on the air the next morning, and we asked a few questions.
You embarrassed her.
She did not know who the lieutenant governor of Arkansas was.
But you knew there's a chance she would not, so you sort of set that up for her. And then you got called the carpet on her.
She's a wonderful person. Great person, went on to great things in life, and so yes.
Listen, Bill, as you heard yesterday, Bill will get after Miss Arkansas or the GM of the radio station.
It doesn't matter. All comers.
Look at this guy coming here.
Coming down the media room aisle.
Got his own Uber. How about that, Justin? Do you know how to get an Uber on your phone? You know how to do that? You have an Uber app?
I do. Yes.
Okay. Yeah, we wondered if Randy would be able to do it or not. We let him sleep in this morning.
I didn't wonder, Double R. I knew you'd know how to do it, buddy.
Do we have another headset? Are we missing?
Here.
No.
Here. Would you plug that in? Yeah, listen. Here you have this. Justin, Randy was just saying he believed that you would know how to do the Uber. So that was his comment. Double R.
They don't give you enough credit, Double R.
He said,
I set the alarm for 5:15. I went back and double checked it, and it was p.m.
Oh,
well, Randy, listen, you need to sleep in, buddy.
I woke up at 6:15, and I knew y'all were gone.
You had 2 14-hour days in a row,
and I said, screw it. I laid back down. Screw it. They left me. I'm not gonna feel sorry for myself.
No.
And I'm just
You were making beautiful music this morning.
I was.
I told Trey, I said, we ain't waking up Randy. We're gonna let Randy rest. So you earned it. So.
No.
Yes, you did.
That's wrong.
2 14-hour days yesterday.
That's
of course
wrong.
Bill keeps us out last night, on the town and doing all kind of crazy things. And but we
listen
had a good...
to the name of this place we went last night, guys. Have
yeah,
you told them where we went?
Justin, did you know that? Rod, you know the name of it?
Was it Nutsack Guy?
D's
Club D's.
It's called the Meat Market.
Camp Rimrod Meat Market.
Oh. Well, we're glad the legend got a little bit extra sleep. Not much, but a little bit extra. Now you're back on track. You're good, buddy.
I was so aggravated at myself.
No. It's all good. You needed some rest. If I could have done it,
Randy,
I'm
not a legend or anywhere close to it. I do it all the time, buddy.
I called my wife, Justin, and she said, why don't you just tell Siri to set an alarm for 5:15? I said, okay, how do I do that? She said, oh, my gosh.
Well, that's why I didn't know if you had to do Uber. So, I mean, Uber.
I had to go on there, load it down.
Look at you.
And went through all the crap you go through.
Very impressive.
I'm like, impressive. I could have walked faster than this.
Roger,
it's only a mile away.
Roger, Justin, I'm worried about the 5:15 a.m. flight on Friday morning.
Yeah, they got a 5:15.
Yeah, right.
That's early. That's early. Right,
we may just leave here and go straight to the airport.
We'll come back and wrap things up. Don't go away.
FanDuel, in partnership with Oaklawn Sports, is now available right here in the state of Arkansas. Hey, baseball fans, the Major League Baseball season is in full swing, and FanDuel is giving you a chance to call your shot with daily dingers. Joining the action is easy. Just make your free pick on who's hitting a home run in their game, and if you're right, you'll get a profit boost to use on your next bet for a chance at extra winnings. It's just another reason why FanDuel is the home of home runs. So, are you ready to play your game? Head on over to FanDuel.com/Arkansas to get started. That's FanDuel.com/Arkansas to opt in for daily dingers and make your free pick on who's hitting a homer. Play ball and swing for the fences on FanDuel, an official partner of Major League Baseball. 21 plus and present in Arkansas. No purchase necessary. Opt-in required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable profit boost tokens. Restrictions apply, including any token expiration and max wager amount. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Mike Rowe here with another random fact. Those cracks on your walls aren't just cosmetic. They could mean your home is sinking. Whether it's drywall cracks, exterior cracks, or sticking doors or windows, do yourself a favor. Call Groundworks. I spent some time working with these guys, and they're the real deal. Their people are trained and certified to stabilize your foundation. Schedule a free inspection with Groundworks, the foundation and waterproofing experts.
Licensed in all states where work is performed. See website for detail.
At the Electric Cooperatives of Arkansas, power isn't about profit. It's about people. We don't answer to Wall Street shareholders. We answer to our members. Every farm, home, and business matters to us. Every decision we make, every pole, every line, every light switched on is made to keep our members' power reliable and affordable. It's our members, living and working across Arkansas, that matter. We're better connected together because members matter. to the Electric Cooperatives of Arkansas.
It's Justin Acri for Kauffman by Design West. I'm here with Ruben, and there's big news out at Kauffman. Ruben, tell me why Toro mowers are such a great addition to what you guys have to offer.
Toro's been around for 100 years. When it comes to rider comfortability, they've introduced the MyRide suspension, where it really is like riding on the cloud. Superior cut quality, even cuts. This is a mower that can stick with you for a very long time.
If you want to make your outdoor space look great, Kauffman by Design West has got you covered, now including Toro mowers. Check them out at 14900 Cantrell Road or online at kauffmanlumber.com.
I scream. You scream. We all scream. Because Wendy's famous small classic Frosty is just a buck for a limited time. More screaming, happy screaming, summer screaming, dollar small classic Frosty screaming! But please don't scream in the drive-thru. It hurts the employees' ears. Get a $1 small classic Frosty for a limited time, only at Wendy's.
U.S. price and participation may vary. A la carte only, not valid for delivery. Limit 10 per transaction. Price may be higher in Alaska and Hawaii.
Some things can steal your sunshine. Ugh, I just got my hair done.
Sorry, the cooler's broken.
Aww. Anyone see my flip-flops? Anyone?
But COVID-19 can steal a lot more.
I just took a COVID test. Ugh.
Prescription medications for COVID exist. If you test positive this summer, ask your doctor if they're right for you. Visit PfizerForAll.com/COVID-19 to learn more. Sponsored by Pfizer.
Hawks Homes, Arkansas's number one dealer. Hawks have homes as small as a one bedroom all the way to five bedrooms. Hawks has several lot models at both locations that you can save thousands. Hawks has a five bedroom that's only $55 per square foot. Don't have land? No problem. Hawks can help you finance the land and all the improvements all in one package. Located in Conway at the Dave Ward exit in Bryant on I-30. Visit our homes online at hawkshomes.net.
I'm Alan LeVar. For 25 years, my team and I have helped injury victims across Arkansas. This is our home. We don't work for insurance companies. We work for you. Car crash, truck wreck, motorcycle collision. We know how to win. And if you can't come to us, we'll come to you. Your consultation is always free and confidential. Hurt in the car? Call LeVar. Arkansas strong for 25 years and ready when you need us. LeVar Law. Arkansas built. Arkansas trusted.
Hey, it's Randy Rainwater from Drive Time Sports. Join Rick Schaefer and I every afternoon on Arkansas's number one caller-driven sports show. We'll talk with great guests like Neil Atkinson from Bet Saracen and Trey Biddy, HogSports.com, Kevin Bohannon, and a whole lot more. It's all right here from 4 to 7 on 103.7 The Buzz.
This is Darren McFadden. I listen to Baz, Jess, and the Rod because they got their wood. Thanks. Enjoy Mayhem on 103.7 The Buzz.
He is a horny old man.
Whoa. It's disgusting. I threw up in my mouth watching him play against Arkansas. And they kept giving him the calls. And then I watched him in the game over the weekend. Same trash. But I'm glad they gave South Carolina a lot more calls, so it all worked out.
Yeah, it sure would be nice to get this win tonight.
What do you mean, wow? You don't agree, Josh?
I think manipulating contact is a skill.
I think manipulating contact is a skill.
I think he's a loser.
Oh, my gosh. That was a classic, too.
Yes, it was.
Good stuff. Good stuff. Roger is like a man with a new lease on life with this new monitor.
You better know it, baby Bubba.
He's a bird who's out of his cage.
You know, all I can get, heights. Everything. I just want to
finish him.
The tomorrow
he's
should
a free
be
bird.
A free bird. Tomorrow should be a fun show, y'all. No, John,
it's gonna be an epic show.
John Daly is going to come by and hang out the whole show. He wanted to see Ryan Silverfield, so nobody knows here that he's going to come. Now, Coach Silverfield does, but nobody else in this room knows, so it's going to be a surprise to people can look around going, what in the heck is John Daly doing here? So it'll be fun. We'll have also Quincy
he's
Rhodes.
He's going to be on the whole show with you.
Yeah. And then he's going to stick around and do a farm bomb with Kiffin.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, so that should be interesting how by that time of the day what where he might go between then and the farm bomb show. I think we've got Justin Acri on with us. Good morning, Justin.
Did you guys have enough of your own material? You got to play my old garbage? I guess that was from your show, so that's fair.
Yeah, well, which one?
Not the one you just played coming back in the rig.
Oh, I didn't hear. I got here a little
manipulating
late.
Manipulating contact.
Oh, that's a great. Yes. That's I forgot that was your clip. Yeah, that's a great clip.
He caught it, Josh.
It's a skill.
It's so good.
I love it.
It's so good. It's so good. What's up, Justin? Where are you today?
We were on the road all week.
Yeah, I know.
It's not Tampa, but it is Bath Makeover, and we're kicking it here today. So we'll be hanging out with them and talking about their deals. They've got the 60-60-60 sale, and if you're wondering what that is, tune in. I will tell you about it. Big savings. So stick around for that. We also, thanks to Trey's hard work, have got a special guest coming up at 10:30. His name is Brandon Marcello. He's with CBS Sports. Trey will join us in the 11 o'clock hour with an update on what's going on down there and a recap of yesterday. Joe Klein's going to join us out here and a whole lot more.
Yeah, and then, of course, Friday we've got the Moses Moody Golf Tournament, Justin, and Steph Curry coming in for that. So that's a big weekend as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's going to be a fun week. It's going to be real warm out there, but it'll be really cool to be hanging out with those guys. And I think you guys are going to like the setting. Got you set up between 8 and 9, and I think you'll have a blast. And I think Mo's is going to kind of hang out there all day, so you guys will have a chance to sort of pick his brain throughout the day.
Cool. Is Curry coming to play golf, or is he just going to do the rest of the weekend stuff? Do you know yet?
Yeah, he's playing.
Okay, cool, I wonder if he's pretty. I would imagine he's a really good player.
Good.
Wow,
he's really good.
You guys all knew the answer to that one, didn't you? I'll tell you, Justin, too, Acree, Bill Vickery, he is flexing his sports muscles this week.
Right.
My goodness. Making multiple appearances up and down Radio Row.
Right.
Very
please.
Nice.
Had a good talk with the commish this morning.
Had a great talk with the commissioner this
morning. Yeah, he was.
DC stuff. You know?
Yeah, yeah. And to have Double R doing 14-hour days, look at him. Looking tip-top shape.
I need to say to Justin, congratulations on your engagement.
Yeah.
Oh, thanks, Randy. Appreciate that.
Was this planned? Did you have all this planned while you were on vacation?
Yeah. I mean, it was definitely on the docket for sure. Some of us knew about it, not everyone.
When is the big day?
Oh, I have no idea. That's not my job. My job is to buy the ring and ask. She's in charge of everything else.
There you go. Completed your side of the equation.
I think we just saw, who's the running back from, have you seen that running back from Alabama that's here? I think there's a former running back from Alabama that's doing radio now. He's not as big as he used to be, but I'm going to point him out to you. Just saw Danny Werfel walk by a little.
Ben Watson, I think you saw.
No, yeah, I know who Ben Watson is. Yeah, he's the big tight end from Georgia, right?
Sean
Alexander.
Baby, are you to tell me that there are former players who get smaller after they retire? That's weird.
It is interesting. Even
former basketball players are here. Ron Slay is just there.
Yeah, that's right. He's been hanging out at the radio right down the aisle from us. Yeah,
Has he been laid off?
No.
With ESPN. Okay.
Yeah, he's still there. Yeah, it's well, hey, we're thankful. We have not been laid off. We still have jobs. So that's
I don't know. I wouldn't count on that.
We're not back home yet.
See how the rest of the week goes, Baz. I wouldn't count on anything.
That return flight might have gotten canceled.
We're not back home yet.
Bill and I are getting ready to go to Cigar City.
Right.
And gonna the oldest restaurant in Florida, so that'll be fun.
Yes.
So, Roger, great job back in the studio. Christian and you as well.
We know.
Yeah, Greg McElroy just went by.
Great show. I really enjoyed every minute of
it. Yeah, it's okay, Randy. You got some rest. That's the most important. Also, great to have Justin Moore with us back in action.
Yes.
And tomorrow should be a fun one, too. It's going to be interesting. You know, anytime John Daly hangs out. Yeah. And who knows, he may be at the Hard Rock all night tonight before he gets here. You never know.
Coming in hot.
And, Ray, let's go to Cigar City. Baby.
Ybor City.
That's it. All right, everybody. Thanks for being with us. We appreciate it. Have a great day. Don't go anywhere, though. The Zone's up next.
Oakland is here for when you want the ultimate escape, all in one place. Check into the luxury hotel. Escape to Astral Spa, the only Forbes 4-star rated spa in Arkansas. Indulge at award-winning restaurants like